USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence saw firsthand the extreme overcrowding at federal detention centers as he visited two in Texas. Pence said afterwards what he saw was evidence of a system that is overwhelmed.
This is very tough stuff to see families that are swept up in this crisis on our southern border. But I must tell you that I couldn't be more impressed with the compassionate work that our Customs and Border Protection are doing here at this facility.
Vice President Pence said President Donald Trump sent him so the American people could see what's happening firsthand. In May, Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General wrote an internal report stating the conditions were so bad at a Texas border facility where about half the migrants in custody were sleeping outdoors and that the agents there feared possible rioting. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With an update from New Orleans, Barry rolled into the Louisiana coast, flooding highways and forcing people to scramble to rooftops, dumping heavy rain that could test the levees and pumps that were bolstered after Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans in 2005. The system weakened to a tropical storm as it made landfall about 160 miles west of New Orleans, with the winds falling to under 70 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. By late afternoon, New Orleans had been spared the worst effects, receiving only late showers and gusty winds, but officials are continuing to warn that Barry could cause disastrous flooding across a wide stretch of the Gulf Coast and drop up to 20 inches of rain across a part of Louisiana that includes New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said, "It's just the beginning. It's going to be a long several days." The Coast Guard has already rescued a dozen people from flooded areas south of New Orleans. None of the main levees on the Mississippi River failed, according to the governor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We've got a story that's a shoe lover's dream come true. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
New York auction house Sotheby's has announced a sale of 100 of the world's rarest sneakers, including a handmade 1972 pair, expected to sell for up to $160,000. Noel Wunsch.
The Nike Moon Shoe, which was hand-created by Bill Bowerman, one of the co-founders of Nike. These are some of the rarest sneakers in the world. You will not be able to find another pair in this pristine condition. The starting bid on that shoe is $80,000, and the low estimate is $110,000.
Only a dozen Nike Moon Shoes were ever made. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he will not impose quotas on importing uranium, backing away from a possible trade confrontation and breaking with a Commerce Department assessment that America's use of foreign uranium raises national security concerns. The decision is unusual for Trump, who has pointed to national security concerns in calling for restrictions on foreign metal and autos in trade negotiations. It's also drawing rare criticism from Republicans in energy-rich states. Uranium is a vital component for the U.S. nuclear arsenal, submarines, and power plants, which prompted a month-long Commerce Department investigation into whether such materials fall under the national security umbrella. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has said that just 5% of the uranium the U.S. needs for military and electricity generation comes from domestic production. Russia, China, and other countries supply the rest. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.